Okay, so now that we've over Purim, we can start Hilchos Pesach. And the first halach in Hilchos Pesach is this in Tav Chav Tes. So it says here in Simin Tav Chav Tes, Shoylen beHilchos Pesach Koidem LaPesach Shloishim Yoim. So you really should get started on Hilchos Pesach 30 days.
I remember this.
Before Pesach.
Mm-hmm. What about on Pesach itself?
So, that's another Shiloh. But yeah, there's an Indian also to learn halachas. There's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says, Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael Shishu Shiloh Medarshem Ben Yonah Shal Yoim Hilchas Pesach Ba Pesach. So, aside from there being a halacha that you should start learning 30 days before, there's also a halacha you should learn on Pesach. But the Mechaber says that he's at least talking about that you should learn 30 days before Pesach, the Hilchos Pesach. So really, you should start learning on Purim, which is 30 days before. You already should start learning Hilchos Pesach. So, Mishnah Berurah right away speaks out that the same thing applies to other Yomim Tovim. You should also really start learning the Hilchos 30 days before. He brings from the Gaon that the Gaon says by Shavuos it's enough only from Aleph Sivan. Shavuos is, I guess, a little less of a involved Yom Tov. All year, you know, it's just more of a passive Yom Tov. So he says that all you have to start learning.
It's not like Chometz and
right, yeah, exactly. So it's a much more passive. There's much less, you know, you don't have to take a lulav and the Gnesser, you don't have to all these things, you don't have to build a sukkah, you know, you don't have to worry about Chometz. So all these things, it's a lot less. So that's what the Gaon says. All you have to do is start from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, which is only a few days before Shavuos, really. However, he brings the Yeshem that says that this Chiv of Shloshim Yom is only on Pesach. You know why? Because it has a lot of halachas. There's a lot of halachas that are going to get for this Pesach, and that's why you have to start learning them 30 days before. And the Mishnah Berurah also says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down that really you should be starting on Purim itself to start 30 days before. Mm-hmm. He says, now the minig is to be darshan on Shabbos HaGadol, and he says on Shabbos Shuvah also, but that's not talking about Pesach, but he says that now the minig is to darshan on Shabbos HaGadol, all the halachas that are negeah. Now we know that practically that we don't really have usually the Rav, whoever's speaking Shabbos HaGadol, he says maybe, you know, one Dvar Halacha, two, you know, he says only a few Dvar Halacha. Actually part of the other part is all pilpul. Some parts are, you know, there's only a few halachas, so he really doesn't really touch on a lot of the halachas. So the Mishnah Berurah ends off in Sivkat and Beis, a very nice lashon, and he says, and we call makim mitzvah l'chol echad. For every single individual person, la'asik behilchus pesach shloishim yoim kaidim, v'chein b'chagatzmai. He says, but even without all the drushes that we have, Shabbos HaGadol and all the rabbanim and that we have to teach us, every single person should start already being, you know, learning Hilchos Pesach 30 days before. And there's a lot of halachos behilchus Pesach. We can't just walk into Pesach blind. There's so many things going on. So you really have to be prepared. Matter of fact, I was looking before, and 94 minus 29 is
65.
So there's 65. There's 65 simonim on Hilchos Pesach, and to think you're going to go walk into this Yom Tov for this chiyuve krisis flying at every corner without learning the halachas.
How many of those 65 have a chiyuv cars?
So a lot of it's.
Anything that's definitely
going to eat. Okay, so we'll get into that. So let's see how much that we will be able to cover in our little time that we have here before Pesach. Okay, so that's just the first thing. Now we have Taf Lamed. In Simon Taf Lamed, we know the Shabbos Shalfnei HaPesach Karnaisoi Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. Why? Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Everyone wonder that?
Large.
Because of the nace. Everybody knows about the nace that happened on Shabbos HaGadol. Does anybody know what the nace, this big nace that he's talking about?
Yeah.
What's this big nace? So, the Ramah, and then just to finish off, the Ramah says that some have the minhag to say, Amincha, by Mincha time, the Haggadah from Avadah Mayinu till L'char B'Kavon Aseinu. Now the Gaon says that we do not have that minhag. The Gaon was not naig like that. He did not say before. And there's actually two trains of thought. There's one is that the you know, you say it before so that, you know, you'll already get into the mode, you'll be thinking about it, and, well, actually, the Mishabrua says, because really that's when it started, the Geula. The Geula and the Nisim started already from Shabbos HaGadol. But there's some other trains of thought that you know, it's very geschmack to learn something new. You know, the first few days of the Zman is always a very geschmack of time. You're learning something new, it's a new limud, everyone's excited about it. So you're a lot more into it. So it comes Pesach night, you know, if it's the first time you're looking at the Maggid, you're looking at your Agadi, looking at Maggid, you know, you're very excited about it, and you think about all these kashas and tzrutzim and pshatim and chidushim. If you already know exactly before, and it's like just you know, a chazara, it's not going to be as geshmak. So some say that's why, you know, better not to look at it before. So then they say, but they bring down from it's brought down from somewhere. Let's see where it is. Yeah, that's from the Yavetz. He says, the Yavetz says, no, you should really still be prepared to look into, you know, different pshatim and just, you know, some kashas, some basic kashas, some basic truths, and to be able to understand.
To go through it like the minhag-wise, but they should be well-rounded.
Right, that's what he seems to say, that there is no issa to, like, learn it and to be maimik in the Haggadah before. Okay, so that's the Shabbos. So what's this nes? What's this big nes that happened on Shabbos Haggadah?
Right.
So the Mishabrua says, what's the nes? Shebashana shiyatu mimitraim hayasar benisim b'yayim Shabbos. Yud Nisan, which is Shabbos HaGadol. It happens to be that I was born on Yud Nisan, so I'm partial to Yud Nisan. So Yud Nisan was Shabbos HaGadol, and it was Shabbos. V'lochu kolachad miYisrael sel apiskla yikshar b'kari mita. So everybody we know, they had to take this sheep and separate it a few days before they were going to shecht it. And they would tie it to their bed post, right? Everybody knows the famous, that famous thing. And the Mitzrim saw this. What are you doing? You're taking these sheep and tying them. What's going on here? They shivu and they answered. We're shechting these sheep for Pesach. And the Mitzrim's teeth were kehos, like hakeshino. They were like grinding against each other. So because they were shechting their gods, but they weren't able to say anything to them. So that seems like it was the nes. The nes Mishabru seems to be talking about is that the Mitzrim, they are so upset that they're going to take their avodah zarah and shech them. But they couldn't do anything. They weren't able to. Hashem did not let them do anything about it. So that's why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. Now there's some other pshatim here that's brought down why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. There's actually interesting. It's brought down that there's another nes that happened. That there was in the Medrash. It's brought down that when the Bnei Yisrael were doing their Pesach, the Bechairis of the Umas Ha'ilam gathered to Yisrael. And they asked them, what are you doing? And they said, we're shechting this for Pesach. Shevach Pesach Hul Hashem. Why? Because we killed already the Mitzvah's Bechairim. Mitzvah's Bechairim were dead. So they went to their fathers, and they went to power. These other Bechayrs of the Umas Olam, they went to power, and went to their fathers and said, they wanted them to send out Yisrael already. Said, get rid of Yisrael, we're going to be next. First they're killing out the Bechayrs of Paroi, we might be next. And what happened was that, you know, there was some opposition to that, and there was a melchama between the Bechayrs of the Umas Olam and their parents, and Paroi. And there's a whole Mechama there. So that's another reason why it was called Shabbos HaGadol. Mm-hmm. Also, another reason is that this is Shlomo's favorite reason, that on this Shabbos was the first mitzvah that they're mitzvah. They're doing the first mitzvah that Hashem has commanded them, to take the Karban Pesach. So that's why it's called the Shabbos HaGadol, because they're starting to do the mitzvahs, direct mitzvah from Rabban Shlomo. Okay, fine. And there's some other things here. Okay, so now let's get on to the next thing. Now, Bedikas Chametz. I remember I spoke out last night. Just to quickly, not going to speak everything out again, but just quickly to get a basic understanding of what's going on by Bittel, by Bedika, what are we looking for, what's our Chiyuv, is it the Raisa, the Rabbanan. So, the first halacha says here, B'tchilas Lo Yudal Nisim Baikin Nisim Chametz L'Aran Nerva Chayin B'stakin. You have to do Bedikas Chametz, the night of Lo Yudal, L'Araner, in the Chayin and the stocking, even in the little holes, the little cracks, B'chol Mekaymai Shederech L'Hach Nisham Chametz, any place where it's the Derech for you to bring Chametz, you have to check. Mishnebura right away speaks out that this is not the same lashon that's brought down in Tuf Lamed Gimel, which we'll get to hopefully, and that in their lashon it says that not just any place that's the derech to bring there, but any place that is your chayshish that it's possible that it could have brought there. It's possible you could have brought chametz there. You have to check there for chametz. So now look at this is very interesting. So the halacha sifkat and beis. Okay, it says baitin as a chametz. V'gam tzarich levatel az. As a chametz, you also have to be mevatel chametz. Could come on some tough amadals of base. Umin atoyra be'echad mem sagi midaraisa. All you have to do is either bittel or bedikas chametz. So you have a choice midaraisa. Either you can get up erev Pesach an hour before the zman and say I hereby am mevatel all the chametz, or you can spend 3 weeks Pesach cleaning your house. Either one is completely fine midaraisa.
Let me think.
So
we're talking about married people, or
so. They're not his anymore. Once you're mevatel them, you're not over. For sure, if you actually physically get rid of them, then there's nothing to talk about either. The Chazal, the Rabbanan said, we don't like this business of people waking up an hour before the Zman and saying everything's batel, and now he's got a house filled with chametz. So therefore they made sure that you have to do both. You have to do bittel and you have to do bedikas chametz. Why? Lafi shachashus. This is very important, these reasons. Because now we can use these reasons to try to understand other things that come up, other halachas that come up with bedikas chametz. Lafi shachashus. What's the chash? Acher shehabittel tali b'machshavton shabnei adam b'nei asem. Since bittel is tali in each person's das. So ula yeira be'enei ha'adam sheyeshli chametz v'ad kamal of mahavkar. The guy has thousands of dollars worth of chametz. Look at his liquor cabinet. He's got tons of chametz. And it's going to be hard for him to be completely mevatel them and to be mahavkar them, that anybody who wants can come take this chametz. V'av shebefiv yoimar. Even if he says it with his mouth, his heart's not going to be with him. Heart's not going to be there. So therefore, Bittel, we're afraid, he's not going to be mevatel b'leiv shalom. He's going to be over by yirah by himatzim. Since he did not, it wasn't a really good Bittel, because he really, did not want to be mevatel b'leiv shalom, and he did not get rid of it, so therefore he's going to be over by yirah by himatzim. And this is the second reason. So that's the first reason. The second reason is Shema mitoich sheregilim by kol hashana. Since he's used to having the chametz the whole year, im yieh bebeisai. Even if he's mevata b'leiv shalim, the guy completely b'leiv shalim. Anybody who wants can take this chametz. But since he's going to wake up and there's going to be a box of Cheerios sitting on the table, and he's always used to having his bowl of cereal every morning. So Rishusa Gazriya Shiyishkach. Not malicious, he's gonna forget. He's gonna wake up, he's gonna be, tired still. He'll grab his coffee and he'll start having his bowl of cereal. V'yave lachol. And he'll come to eat it. V'lachain tiknu chazal sha'afabi shemavatalai sagi, el tzarach livdak levarman oilam. So therefore, the chazal, were masakin that he has to do bedikas chametz. When we come up, tzarach levatal gankin. Lamaisa, he has to be mevatal also. Can't just do bedikas, he also has to do bittel. Why? Because maybe he's not going to do a good bedikas chametz, and he's going to end up on finding chametz on Pesach sitting there right in his kitchen. How could he have missed it? But he missed it, and now he's Ivan by Matzah. So you have to do both. You have to be mevatel and you have to do bedikas chametz. So now we all do bittel. So once we're doing bittel, the bedikas chametz is really a din derabon. So really, the midaraisa we're taking care of. So, but b'negeya, but b'dikas chametz, it's a chiv to do it, but it's on a darga of a drabon. Okay. Now, there's another halacha, and that is, I don't know if you can answer,
but... Why is it there, Banat? We have the chashash of all these, did you do it right, did you not do it right, so therefore, even if you do the bittul, when you come to see something to see, so why is it still...
Yeah, so you're right. No, if you want to be chayshish, if you're being chayshish that your bittul is not good enough, and because you really want this chametz, yeah, right. So then you're right. But, you know, this place, all these places that we're checking for chametz, like behind, you know, the beds and other things like that, that's not the chametz that you're nervous to be mevatel.
Right, okay.
You know, and also, we also sell our chametz, so that's another thing. So, you know, but most of the checking that we're doing for bedikas chametz, all the you know, the work that we're really doing, those are looking for chametz that we have no interest in eating ever,
right.
Even if we find that on Pesach. Right. So, okay, but there is another halacha. There is another halacha that you're not allowed... So when it comes to bedikas chametz, the iser of ba'yirah ba'yimotzeh, iser ba'yirah ba'yimotzeh is on a kezayis. It's kezayis of chametz is the iser of ba'yirah ba'yimotzeh. The iser of eating chametz is an iser of even a mashu. Okay? So now, when we're coming to clean for Pesach, it's very important. Anything, anytime that you're going to be around... places where you eat or things that you bring to the table, like benchers or your chairs or your tablecloths or anything that has to do with the actual eating, the suda, we have to be extremely, extremely careful. I think that this is the reason why some people are very makbid to check their sfarim. It's a shy way to check this farm. Not the Chazon Ish was makbid to check his farm. Everybody knows, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and they're makbid to. And I got a heard over Shabbos that the Chazon Ish, even though he would check his farm, he only used two sfarim the entire Pesach. He would set aside two sfarim, and he wouldn't touch any other sfarim the entire Pesach. Okay, because some say that it's because he was makbid on the crumbs. Okay, you don't want crumbs falling. So. You know, because there's another shot. You have to check for crumbs. When you're looking for bedikas chametz, you have to check for crumbs. So now, the halacha really is in the Gemara that crumbs are memela batli. Nobody cares about crumbs. Okay, the real shot where you get into really more is when you have between a crumb and a kazayas. So you have it's already a mamashis. It's already like a piece of something. It's just not a kazayas. So then already there's a Shiloh, or Moshe has a tshuva about it. He comes out that, and Moshe seems to come out that he starts saying, this tshuva, he starts saying that anything that's less than a kezayis, unless like you specifically want it, and you're like shomer it, then you don't have to worry about it. But then he ends up saying, he does not want to paskin that way. So he says, Sarachin Ladina. So he seems like he's leaning that way, and then he says, Sarachin Ladina. Now, when you're looking for chametz, there's another way. If you're looking for chametz and you find a half-eaten cookie, and it's not a kezayis, so then there's for sure an Indian to get rid of it. But just, mitchila, when we're looking for chametz, it's good to know, like, what do we have to look for? You know, we're looking for, I found a crumb, I found Cheerios. You know, is that considered, so, crumbs you don't have to worry about. You know, this also is negate by your car. People, you know, cleaning your car for Pesach. So there's crumbs everywhere. There's crumbs and crumbs. You can be there the whole day trying to get all these crumbs out. But really, the crumbs are not really a problem. The crumbs is okay if the crumbs are there. You know, you're not interested in the crumbs. You're not going to eat. You know, there's no zayr that you're going to come to eat the crumbs. Who's going to eat crumbs? Especially sitting in your car. So,
it's just the kids.
So, yeah. So now, in my mind, I think, and I might be wrong, but that it could be that the Chazon Ish and these people that were makbid to this farmers, could be they're nervous that they would eventually, that maybe when they're eating, they would look at, are these people learning Yom HaValayla? So it could be that they'd grab a sefer when they're eating, and who knows, maybe there's a crumb there that they would end up eating. And eating, like we said, is even a mashahu. So, you know, even if, so it could be that's what they're nervous about. But again, B'dikas Chametz, seems that there's not really a problem with worrying about crumbs. Okay, so obviously, so anytime we're talking about when you're something that you're going to eat, you have to be very careful about the bedikas chametz. So you should spend a lot more time cleaning your living room, or cleaning your tables, your kitchen, than you have to be worried about cleaning behind, you know, the bed, upstairs. Okay, so let's we'll see a little more as we go on. So here's the halacha base. So we know there's halacha that you have to start doing minigas chametz yud dalid, lel yud dalid. When do you have to do it lel yud dalid? So Mishabruah says right after yitzias hakechavim. Tzeis hakechavim, that's when you're supposed to start doing it. Then he got Siv Beis. Yizar kaladim shlo yasa b'shum halacha v'lo yoychal at sheyivdaik. So it comes time, you wanna eat, whatever, you shouldn't eat, and you shouldn't do any malacha until you do b'digas chametz, v'afilum yeshle eish kavo l'ilmaid, even if you have a shir then, or if you want to learn. Lo yilmaid at sheyivdaik, you should not learn until you do b'digas chametz. V'mehizchul l'ilmaid, v'yoy mein tzach l'hafzik, but if you did start learning before the Zman, and then it came into the Zman, so then you do not have the masik, but the Ramah says, v'yesh aymrim, shetzarach l'hafzik, v'chei ner li'ikir, see, the Ramah says that you should be masik. So the Zman is tzeis, right? Mishabruah says, in Sivkot and Zayin, la'yilma gambeze yesh aysham af, b'chatzi shoshim ikaydim. So really, you have to start worrying about a half hour before the Zman, B'dikas chametz, you should really not be learning. Dilma asi lam shuchi har, because maybe you're going to come to continue be so geshmak into this sugya that you'll forget to do b'dikas chametz. Imloy shabikish la'echot she'askenut k'shiyavay zman. Unless you appoint somebody to be your shomer and tell you, hey, it's time to do b'dikas chametz, so he'll stop you from learning, because otherwise you'll get so orangutan that they're not. V'yesh matir, but some are matir lini liman mikaydim. But Rak Bizman is man, so it's chavmaisa. Some say no. What are we going to take away a half hour of learning? The guy probably, it could be the guy didn't learn the whole day. This is his time to learn. He has a half hour before this man. He wants to learn. So, okay, so a half hour we're going to be mad to the guy to learn. Just until when it comes to Tesa Kachav, and that's when we have to stop him. Now, some say that the Isser to learn is only when you're learning in your house. But let's say you have a shir. Sometimes you have a little shir after davening. Like we have over here, there's a little shir after davening. So you want to stay for the shir. So he says, that's fine. Ella halayim b'lay pilpul, but that's only could be if you're learning without pilpul. Real pilpul, that already everyone can get carried away. Okay, so this is the halacha. So really, you're supposed to stop learning, not learn a half hour before this man, unless you have a shomer. So the question is, can this shomer also, let's say, you want to go to the office for a half hour? See, but you're nervous about the b'dikas chametz. Can you appoint the shomer to have him call you at the office? That to make sure that you'll come home for b'dikas chametz. So they speak out here from the Kuntres Achron that you can't do that with anything other than learning. Only with learning you have this heter of having a shomer. But if it's anything else, then you don't have this out there. okay. So moving right along, so we have this halacha of Tefillah Beis Sif Aleph. Kaidim Shiyasko Livdaik, we know you're supposed to make a bracha, Asher Kedishonim, Mitzvah Sif Tzivanu, Al Bir Chametz. And let's say you started doing without a bracha, you forget, you come home, you're so excited to do this chametz, you do without a bracha. The Ramah says, Yivim Hizkab Livdaik by bracha. As long as you still have one more room to go, remember, forgot to make the bracha, you should make the bracha. You should not talk once you make the bracha until you start, between when you made the bracha until you start the b'dikas chametz. Right, so anything that has to do with the b'dikas, yeah, Mr. Amir.
Anyone who was checking? The person that's making the bracha, the Pashas person making the bracha. Not the other, like,
not the other people that he's sending out.
Everyone else could technically they talk. Even though he's sending mice to them? Or is it really not?
So he's really being mice to them. He's really saying the bracha, and he's making the bracha, and he can really send out everybody to do different bedikas.
But they don't have to, they can be, I mean,
yeah, that seems like they can be mopsing. I've taken a better look. But type shli David Var Machema Shigma Kola Bedika. Really, you should not say anything until you finish the entire Bedika. First, he started saying that really you shouldn't speak after the Bracha until you start the Bedika. But then he's saying you really should not talk at all until you finish the entire Bedika. Kedeshi Yasim Aliba Livdak Bakola Makamish Machnisim by Chametz. So he'll pay attention. He won't just, you know, they'll start talking about whatever playoff game is coming up, and then okay, how much money to get to the playoff game? He's not going to check it properly. Okay. And then he says, with one bracha, you can check the whole thing. And then at the end of the Ramah here, in Siv Beis, skip the end of the Ramah, v'noyagim lahaniach petite chametz b'makim sheyimsa habaydik. So it's the minig to put out little pieces of bread, of chametz, where the person who's looking for chametz will find. Kedei shelo yehi brachas levatala. So it should not be a bracha levatala. U'miyum lo yinosan le'ikev. That's okay. The das kolodim in my bracha levarim nimsa. Take a look at the Mishnah Brurah of Sif Yud Gimel, Sif Kotni Gimel. Umi Chaylak al Zeh, it's Chaylak on this, the Ain Kan Chash Bracha Vatala. There's no Chash Bracha Vatala. Let's say you do it, your house is so clean, you make a bracha, albir chametz, you look through the whole house, you don't find one chametz, you don't one piece of chametz, which is good, you shouldn't find any chametz. He says, it's still not a Bracha Vatala. The Chaynu HaMitzvah, the mitzvah is, live like a chametz, l'chavetz achar of Shema Yimtze. The bracha is to, maybe you'll find. Vimlo yimse mekal klum. If you don't find, so then okay, you did what you're supposed to. Vataz, wait a second. But you said al bir chametz. You said al bir chametz. You shouldn't say al bir chametz. You should say Baruch Hashem. Shema, I'll find chametz, and then I'll.
And then
you said al bir chametz. So the Taz says the Taz kasevay da bracha koi al masha yevar lemacher. The bracha al bir chametz is going on. I'm going to be mevar chametz tomorrow. Whatever I leave over from my food. Today I'm starting the process. That's why I'm saying I'll bear chametz. But really, it's all one long process until tomorrow. I take them out and I burn it. Listen to this. So really, you want to go home and say, okay, this year, forget about putting out the 10 pieces of bread. We don't really need it. We have this beautiful svara. We have this really, we're just, maybe I'll find chametz. But the Chayk Yaakov says, the minig of Klal Yisrael was to put out the 10 breads. V'ayin shem shenosim time l'minig. He gives other reasons for this minig. V'gam hariza al kosev minig. The Rizal also has a reason. And v'shiyaniya chamani asara p'titim. So the Rizal says, not only, Ramah just says you should put out pieces of bread. He didn't say how much. The Rizal says it's an Indian to put out 10. He doesn't get into the reasons of the Arizal, but he just says, just know that the Arizal says it's a minig, so let's not just be mevatel so fast. Achein, yesh li zar harbe shel yoivad echad min aptitim. You should be very careful that you won't lose one of these pieces of bread. So this is the Vedika. Then I really want to get into, maybe we'll get into this next week already. But we'll get into exactly which places need bedikas chametz, and then I also want to talk about, and I think it's very negev for me for sure, but for maybe some of us also, is that if you're leaving, if you're traveling out of town, what do you have to do for bedikas chametz? Mm-hmm. When do you do bedikas chametz? You have to make a bracha. What about the 10 pieces of bread? All the different halachas that are negeya if you're leaving.
Someone staying wants to stay at your house?
That's another thing. Yes, we'll get into that also. Another person staying in your house. Really, if you don't own the chametz, it's not really a problem. You don't really, it's you're not like everybody wrote by your mitzvah, somebody else's chametz. Now, is there a problem that maybe the other chashas derabonan, that maybe you'll come to eat it? Let's say if you're staying by your brother's house, you know your brother's going to let you eat anything that you know that it's full rain on his kitchen.
Right.
So then that might be another issue that we'll have to take care of. But yeah, hopefully we'll get to this next week.